Congratulations to Barbara Lynn Hodgins upon her retirement from nursing. These past years she has nursed at the Verdon Hospital, and staff hosted a supper in Barb's honor at Kenton. As well as staff, in attendance were Barb's husband John, her children Jody Thomas and granddaughter Sarah, Jolene Hodgins, Riley Hodgins and Reva Hodgins. A surprise visitor for the occasion was Warren Joseph and his daughter from BC. We have several dance enthusiasts from our community who participate in dance classes with either the Hamiota Dance Club or the Verdon Dance Club. They danced at Verdon Music and Arts Festival this past week. Dancers include Esme Armstrong-Wall, Macy Fenty, Blair and Katie Howard, Reese Leland and Avery Clark. Congratulations to these dancers on wonderful performances. Rita Armitage enjoyed 6 weeks of warm weather with three of her sisters at Mazatlan, Mexico. Janice Kerr enjoyed two winter getaways. First with her brother and his wife at Huatulco, and then she enjoyed a Caribbean cruise with three friends. She was just home in time to welcome her daughter Jill and granddaughter Julia from Trenton, Aunt, who came to visit with Janice and other family members. Jack and Irene Bryant have returned from the warmer weather of Victoria, BC. While there, they enjoyed a supper visit with Julie Clark Maroney and her husband Pierce. Delbert and Pat Cole enjoyed a winter getaway to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, seeing the sights and enjoying warmer weather than Manitoba. Brad and Stephanie Cole, Anna, Charlotte, Jack and Georgina also traveled to South Carolina, with their first stop at Greenville where they visited friends, and then to Folly Beach at Charleston and Myrtle Beach. On the way south they explored a replica of Noah's Ark and the Creation Museum in Kentucky. The Miniota Curling Club wrapped up their winter season with a fun evening of two-on-two, along with fellowship and food. The ice plant has now been turned off until the summer bonspiel in July. A few Miniota friends dropped in on Larry Walker at River Heights Terrace in Brandon to present Larry with a community farewell gift and enjoy a visit in his new home. And already it is time for the school spring break. Wishing staff, students and their families a wonderful holiday. Always find a reason to laugh. It may not add years to your life, but will surely add life to your years. Snoopy. Isabella News. Sympathy as expressed to Hazel Wall and her family on the death of her cousin Carm Colvin at Carmen. Carm was 105 years old on his last birthday.